Warming temperatures will occur across the northern plains and upper Midwest on increasing southerly winds over the next 2 days. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We expect the temperatures to rise this afternoon. We're struggling into the 50s at this hour, but it'll be easier to warm up later in the afternoon. We do expect temperatures to be peaking out in the 70s in central parts of South Dakota. Everybody else will be in the 60s this afternoon. Tomorrow we'll continue the warming trend with highs in the 70s across most areas with 80s in central South Dakota. A cool front will then cut through parts of the region as we go forward into Friday and Saturday. And on Friday, we'll see the temperatures contrast from upper 50 and 60 degree readings in the northwest half of our region to some 60 and 70 degree readings in the southeast. And it's not going to be too bad, but we will look for the cooler air to go ahead and overspread the rest of the region on Saturday, with highs mostly in the 60s, a few lower 70s from southeastern South Dakota into southern Minnesota. On Sunday, we'll start a new warming trend very briefly, though, with afternoon temperatures solidly in the 70s once again. As we move into early next week, a little bit more significant cooling trend is expected to get underway. And by the time we get to Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll be looking at upper 40 and 50 degree readings in the north and some 50s and lower 60s in the south. Now, anytime you get a contrast in temperatures like that, you usually end up getting a little bit of precipitation. And we do have a risk of some of that, but it doesn't look like it's going to be all that impressive. We expect a few showers to come from the first frontal system, which will push across the region tomorrow night going into Friday morning. That frontal system will produce a few sporadic showers, and actually they'll be with us most of the day on Friday. We'll look for the moisture totals during that time period to range mostly from just a few hundredths of an inch upwards to maybe as much as 5/10 of an inch. Now, most of us will probably see less than a quarter of an inch of rain. This is all going to be on Friday mostly, but some showers begin late tomorrow in the afternoon and night. Now, as we go on into the latter part of the weekend, we'll have another frontal system that'll cut through the region, and that second front will not have as much moisture to work with, and so we expect some sporadic showers additionally, but it's probably going to run from a trace upwards to around 3,500 of an inch. We will have some strong northerly winds blowing across the region as we go from Monday night into Tuesday, and some much cooler temperatures are expected, as we already noted. Our nighttime lows during this time period are not going to be too bad. We'll stay above freezing through most of the weekend. I would expect to see the next bout of colder weather to occur during midweek next week. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.